Apple.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about your health. Talk about your life. I want to kick it off and talk about eating clean. Well, there's six processed foods that you need to avoid and make at home. Now, of course, we talk about whole foods here a lot on the show. Why? Because the food that you put inside your body becomes your body. So you put junk food in, you're going to get junk food out. Junk food in gets junk cells. Good food in, good cells. Pretty simple, isn't it? Common sense. That's what it's all about. Here's some things you can make at home, though. Number one, go with salad dressing. So next time you grab a bottle of salad dressing on the shelf, why don't you look at the ingredients? There's about a million. And it may alarm you that something so simple has so many ingredients you probably never heard of. So keep the dressing from spoiling on the shelf while others are used to improve the texture. Some may be harmless, but it's easy to avoid them if you make your own dressings at home. A simple dressing to make takes more than 10 minutes, and it's easy, as whisking oil into vinegar and throwing a few seasonings like garlic powder, Dijon mustard, and minced garlic. And making your own dressing can help you control calories, too. If you find the recipe you like, double it so you can keep some in the refrigerator and you can use it throughout the week. So pretty simple. Breakfast cereal is number two. With more than 100 kinds of cereal in many grocery store aisles, choosing a healthy cereal, they say now, can be like searching for a needle in a haystack. So how to pick a healthy breakfast cereal? Well, I'm not a real big fan of any of them, really. But some cereals are packed with sugar, while others are low in the nutrients that you want to get out of your cereal, like fiber. So take the stress out of the search. Always go with the gluten-free variety. Very low in sugar. And, hey, gluten-free oatmeal actually is a really good one to go with. Throw a little bit of raw honey in there and some fresh berries. And you can even throw in a little bit of protein powder, is what I do if I ever go that route. So good way to go. Number three, canned soup. So it's convenient. I know, I get it. So you can crack open a can of one of your favorite soups, and it might be comforting. But the reality is it's all the cans are lined with a chemical called bisphenol A, or BPA, which has been linked to infertility, heart disease, and diabetes. So instead of going for the soup altogether and throwing it out, get your soup pot and get cooking. So most soups do freeze well, and if you like the convenience of portion control, freeze them in individual serving sizes and don't have the whole afternoon to spend in your kitchen. Well, it's okay. Many delicious soups can be made in about 30 minutes or less. So again, take a big pot of it and keep it, and you can use it quite often. Number four is your pasta sauce. Well, we don't ever think of pasta sauce being so sweet, but many jarred pasta sauces have sugar listed as a main ingredient. Although it's not a lot of sugar, certainly isn't necessary. So a problem about the jarred pasta sauce, think about this. You can actually get just some regular crushed tomatoes and look for adding a pinch of salt to bump up the flavor. You can also saute it, add in some minced garlic and olive oil. Makes it really, really great. Number five, flavored yogurt. This is one that drives me crazy. Everybody says, well, I'm eating my yogurt, I'm getting my probiotics. Yeah, but it's loaded with sugar. When you get the blueberry version or the strawberry version, I mean, really? It's just full and loaded with sugar. So plain low-fat or non-fat yogurt offers plenty of calcium and probiotics to help with digestion. So no one wants to eat the plain yogurt by itself, so we often reach for flavored varieties. You can always get the plain and add in a little bit of honey. Gives it a little bit of sweet taste. The problem here is the flavored yogurt can contain artificial colors, flavors, and sweeteners. Even the healthy-sounding fruit-at-the-bottom stuff is less than ideal. So the frozen fruit on the plain yogurt, I'd still go with the plain is the better way to go. And number six, we've got granola and energy bars. One of my favorites. Everybody says, well, I ask people all the time, what do you have as your snacks in between meals? Oh, I get my granola bar or I get my little snack bar. And they're loaded with sugar and loaded with them. You want to go with more of an organic variety made with real fruit and real nuts. Those are the ones you want to go with. And also find ones that maybe have some protein in them. Some really good bars out and available that have proteins, the good healthy fats, and the low glycemic carbohydrates. All are very, very good. Those are some things you can make at home, simple to whip up in the kitchen, that you can avoid and avoid the chemicals, some of the sugar pitfalls that they can create. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You may call right now. If you want me to answer a question in private, I'll be glad to. Just send me an email there at the website. Now we're going to the phones and talk to Nicholas. Hi, Nicholas.
Yes, hey, how are you?
Living well. What's up? How can I help?
I'm suffering the last few weeks with chronic urticaria, I think is the correct term. Lots of hives and target lesions.
Sure.
And I have been prescribed everything under the sun, and the only thing that makes them go away is a steroid shot, but that only temporarily makes them go away, and then they come back fighting. I'm trying to find anything I can do to get them to stop.
How long has it been going on?
I've had hives before, but it's been going on like this. It started about 6 weeks ago and has gotten steadily up to every day to this point.
And the doctors, so they've tried everything, but the steroid shot's the only thing that settles it down, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, have you changed your diet at all or looked into any of the, changing out the foods to see if there's food allergies going on? Because a lot of times, inflammation is a big target for hives, and there's usually a pretty strong trigger that can cause that. Have you eliminated any of the foods from your diet yet?
No, I haven't. I was going to ask you what would probably be best to you, because I went to an allergist and they didn't show any food allergies, but I didn't think that could mean too much.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't. If you're getting are you under a lot of stress right now, or has anything triggered it that you've noticed, or is there any major event that's happened and then popped up?
I get hot pretty easily. I work outside, and so I didn't know if that had something to do with it. I'm pretty happy.
Okay, so things are pretty good. So usually when you have a weird skin condition, okay, whether it's like a rash or hives like we're talking about, usually there is a trigger, and it may just be a food that builds up over time. Like, for example, wheat products, sometimes you could eat wheat foods, breads and pastas and that sort of thing for years, and then all of a sudden you just start getting a reaction to it out of nowhere, and the body builds up what are called food sensitivities. So it's almost like not really a full-blown allergy, because it's not like you never eat wheat again, but sometimes it's like the tank gets full of a substance like gluten that's found in wheat, something like that, and the body starts having a reaction to it for whatever reason. And then many times when you just eliminate that food from the diet for a period of maybe 3 or 4 weeks or so, then the body starts to kind of reset itself. It's like hitting a reset button on the back of a computer. So, again, one of the ways to do that, and a lot of ways doctors will do that, and alternative practitioners, they'll just remove certain fruits from the diet for a period of time and then add them back in. My favorite thing to always do is to remove dairy products and wheat products, so all flour-based foods, because those are the two biggest culprits in our American food supply, okay? And then you can add one of them at a time back in after about a week, see if you start having a reaction. If you do, then you'll know that's probably one of the major issues. So just a couple of things to think about. And if you're not, maybe find an alternative care practitioner that can kind of teach you that process. But again, just sucking it up is, a little bit of a challenge. You don't want to take steroid shots forever. Probiotics are really good, and enzymes, you might want to look into those as well. Thanks so much for the call. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. store. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war, it's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, talking about different types of foods, I'm obviously a huge fan, and I think food can be the best medicine that we could ever have. Well, atrial fibrillation is a big issue with a lot of people, AFib as we call it. And it's where there's a rhythm issue within the heart. There's a fluttering within the heart. And some people say that it's just an electrical issue. Some people say it's more of a nutritional deficiency. It depends on if you're looking at traditional medicine or alternative medicine. But one thing we do know is that fatty fishes lower the AFib risk. And fish is a part of the number one heart-healthy diets, including the Mediterranean diet. But a new study reveals that it lowers your risk for atrial fibrillation. AFib is a condition where the heart beats in an irregular fashion. And some people experience AFib symptoms constantly, and some only have random episodes. Fatty fish seem to help protect against AFib the most, according to researchers. And such fish include salmon, trout, tuna, sardines, and anchovies. People who ate 2 servings of fish weekly had a 13% lower risk of developing AFib. Anything more or less did not see a significant benefit. But the study means that we should continue to prescribe fish-based diets for patients, they say, with heart disease, whether it's coronary artery disease or AFib, said cardiologist Kevin Campbell and University of North Carolina Department of Medicine physician. It's interesting, they say, that with the AFib, the fatty fishes make a big difference. And if you don't like fish, which some people just don't, make sure you're getting the omega-3 fatty acids that the fish provide. So cod liver oil, for example, is great. Salmon oil is great as well. Any types of these strong omega-3 oils can make a huge difference in your overall health, especially with the heart. So make sure to stay on target with that. They're saying iron is good for pregnant women. So the iron supplements taken during pregnancy lowers the risk of anemia and low birth weight in babies, a new analysis found. Now, taking an iron supplement during pregnancy was associated with a 50 to 60% lower risk of iron deficiency and 50% reduction in the anemia risk, and 19% lower risk in birth weight. It's a big deal. I mean, women that get iron deficient because they're not eating the right kind of foods. You know, one thing is to take the supplements. I, of course, am a big fan of eating the right kind of foods. So what do you do to increase that? You want to make sure you get plenty of dark leafy green vegetables and then, of course, red meat. Don't be scared of it. It's not unhealthy for you. The red meat is phenomenal. It's very good for you. Of course, steak, ground beef, all of those can be beneficial. Make sure it's hormone-free, grass-fed. That is the big key when you're dealing with that. All right, 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can go online. Also, go to healthcoachradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Going to Don now. Hi, Don.
It's 8 years old. Prostate male, 7. Wanted to know, I have low testosterone, around 350. I've been recently diagnosed with lower back disc degeneration. Wanted to know if I focus on having my testosterone increase to rebuild bone muscle. Is that possible?
Well, you can. Here's the deal. Testosterone, there's a little bit of controversy right now because a lot of people want to know, okay, can I build my testosterone levels back up? Guys are wanting to know that. But, I mean, guys in their late 30s, early 40s are already taking testosterone therapy. I mean, they're taking the injections, they're getting the pellets put in. I mean, it's kind of a hot thing. But the reality is you don't want your testosterone levels getting too high. Now, I get it if your testosterone is down around, I mean, if it's like 150, then, yeah, I get it. But there's so many things you can do naturally. I mean, you've got to ask the question, is my pituitary gland working at its peak? And other systems, are they at their peak? I mean, you've got to make sure that the testosterone levels are being maximized. And one of the ways to do that is making sure that you're eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis. Also, supplements like Tribulus Terrestris, Maca Root, Ashwagandha, those are great. Weight training is extremely important for testosterone levels. If you're under a lot of stress and you're not doing a lot of regular routines of exercise, weight training, weight-bearing exercises, then it's going to be hard for testosterone levels to be maximized. And also, if you're not sleeping well, if you're not getting plenty of deep that delta range of sleep at night, then it's going to be hard for your hormones to reset. So there's several factors that really do play a role when it comes to testosterone levels. It's not just, well, it's low, it is what it is, it's a genetic thing, and I need to have a shot or take a pill or a cream or whatever that is. So you can raise the levels up, but it does take some work. So one of the number one things you can do, in my opinion, number one, is get plenty of good healthy fats, 30% of your diet. Why? Because our fats are what makes the hormones in our body. So that's number one. Number two is weight-bearing exercise, resistance-type exercise, okay? Not just weight-bearing. So either working out with weights or using your body weight in some form of high-intensity fashion is what's going to raise up the testosterone and growth hormone levels. It's proven that it can do that. And then lastly, the supplementation, I think, plays a big role too. So vitamin D numbers need to be well above the normal range. Also, you want to look at, the, like I was saying, the tribulus terrestris, maca root, ashwagandha. Even the Siberian ginseng makes a big difference. It can help raise testosterone levels. All of that together combined are some of the best things you can do naturally to support the body. But again, there's plenty of research around that. The main two, the fats in the diet and the exercise, I can't tell you how important that is. So everybody gets on the low-fat diet and they don't exercise, they just go out and walk. Now, it's okay to go out and walk. I'm a big fan. But these high-carbohydrate diets that people are still living on from the 80s and 90s, I mean, my gosh, we got to move on past that. Why do you think diabetes is the highest it's ever been? It's because of what we taught back then. Everybody ate that way, and now they have it. And also, high sugar levels in the bloodstream will plummet your hormones, just FYI. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Remember, 80% of the health challenges you face today are diet and lifestyle related. Really? So we're doing it to ourselves? We sure are. So the great news is, if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can change, make some new choices, and come out. That's what I call the second chance. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis. Whatever you're struggling with, realize this, that the body can get sick. It can also get well. So whatever it is, know that the changes you make today can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. And it's powerful. That's the great thing I love about our bodies is that you can change. So many people get stuck on the different medications they're taking and that sort of thing. And all they have to do is make the change. That's the key. All they have to do. Jump in and begin to do that. Because what happens is we get into a rut. And we start getting into a rut and we don't really know what to do. And we get stuck. And in that, you know, we see eating the same way over and over again. The same lifestyle habits over and over. And we really don't know what to do at that point. So one thing I want to encourage you with is that you can change and you don't have to stay where you are. So if you're dealing with diabetes or heart disease or whatever it is, and taking three or four medications and maybe in your late 40s and you don't really know what to do, I just want to know that literally all you have to do is create change. That's it. We're going to Aaron now on the phones. Hi, Aaron.
To call in regard to heartburn and indigestion. I want to know what causes it. Maybe homeopathic remedies, you know, or something, you know, and what other kind of damage it can cause to your body as far as, you know, have hurt from the heart, and then also your esophagus. So if I get a little more insight on that, that would be great.
Okay, well, here's the deal. With the GI tract, any kind of gastrointestinal issue at all, one of the first things you want to focus on is rebuilding the gut flora. And, you know, the gut flora is really, really important because that's what's going to help not only with the elimination, the body's ability to digest, absorb the nutrients well. I mean, all that is really important. But at the end of the day, you've got to make sure that everything's balanced. So the bacteria has to be balanced on the inside, and that's what you have to focus on. So that's the deal. Probiotics are a big key. Enzymes are a big key. Fermented vegetables are extremely important. A lot of people don't eat enough of them. In my opinion, I think they're very, very beneficial to our overall health. And then don't forget, you know, you've got to make sure that you're eating balanced meals throughout the day. Your proteins, your fats, your carbohydrates in the right proportions, because all of that adds up and then, of course, begins to create the kind of gut flora. Because when you drink chlorinated water, for example, tap water, okay, there's a lot of chlorine and there's fluoride in there as well. Wipes out the gut flora. And that starts causing skin issues because whatever happens in the gut happens to the skin. And as you start doing that, you start, you know, dealing with that, that's what, you know, causes a lot of the issues. So as you clear up the digestive tract by getting the right kind of bacteria in there, making sure that everything stays balanced, that's the overall key. All right. 888-283-7272. Email for the day. We got Jackie in Palm Springs, Florida, says, I was just told by my doctor that my hearing is about 60% of what it should be. Do you have any advice on what I can do to prevent further hearing loss? I'm only 33 and I don't want to have total hearing loss by the time I'm 40. Well, I get it. I wouldn't either. I mean, some basic things you can do to prevent hearing loss is anytime you're in more of a concert setting, loud noises, stay more in the back. Don't stand up right by the speakers and get near that. Stay away from loud machinery. There's a lot of times with hearing loss, it is permanent. And people want to see what they can do to kind of restore that, but it's definitely permanent. So, you know, for the most part, you want to go in, you want to make sure you support everything you can as far as your hearing goes. Wear earplugs if you go to shooting ranges, or carry them in the car if you've got to be around loud events. You might want to use them. They feel a little weird, but you want to use them on a regular basis. So that's another one you got to be really, really cautious with. Now, one big one that's really important, I think, for hearing that most people don't pay attention to is a lot of the Q-tips people use to clean the ear out. Be really cautious with that. Just any kind of ENT will tell you probably not the best thing to do just because of the damage that the Q-tip actually could do to the ear itself. So that's one little tip as far as cleaning the ears out. You know, use one of the little irrigation kits or something, but don't start shoving things in your ear to clean them. But as far as protecting your ears from this point, be careful with earplugs and earphones. If you work out, listen to your iPod, don't listen to it too loud. Be really cautious because it can damage the ear. A lot of those type of things, being careful. And I mean, getting to when you're 40 and being concerned about as far as losing the hearing and whatnot, that's just what you have to be, you know, there's an age factor that they say can play a role. However, at your age, mostly environmental. So as long as you protect your environment, you'll protect the ears all the way around. All right, 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. And if you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area that believes the same way we do, well, there's what we call the wellness providers. They're healthcare providers that really believe the same way we do. So all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. And you can go to the website, go to mywellnessproviders.com and get some great information there to take you to the next level and find someone in your area. Going to Diane now. Hi, Diane.
I am 45. I am over 100 pounds overweight. And I have tried almost everything to lose weight. I have been exercising at least 3 times a week for the last several months. And I just can't seem to move anything. We eat a high volume of vegetables. My diet has drastically changed over the last 6 months. I'm not starving myself, but taking some vitamins, but I just have not been able, and I feel awful all the time. My joints hurt. I know for a fact that I need to lose weight, and I just simply can't seem to get started with it again. I'm pre or mid menopausal, and I can't make any progress, and I've not been able to figure it out.
Yeah, it gets frustrating. Weight loss, I think, for so many people, you just start scratching your head, especially if you exercise and you feel like you're doing the best you can, you eat well, and then for some reason you can't get the change and can't create that momentum that you're looking for. I mean, so many people, they struggle with that. And one of the things for weight loss that you have to be really cautious with is making sure that your hormone levels are where they need to be. I like calling it your overall metabolic rate or your metabolic profile. But making sure that your metabolism is running in high gear, that your testosterone, growth hormone, estrogen, DHEA, cortisol levels, I mean, I could just go on and on about hormones. Blood testing is really good. Saliva testing is another great way to look at it. But making sure that your hormones are where they need to be can be the difference in 20 to 25 pounds. I mean, it's tremendous at what that can do. And making sure that, you know, you've got the right things going on, you've got to make sure. So some of the steps for weight loss that are really, really important, especially when you feel like you're kind of banging your head against the wall and don't know what to do. One is you got to make sure you're eating multiple times throughout the day. Now, I like to do 6 small meals a day, personally. 5 is okay. You can still get a pretty good metabolic effect by doing the 5, but 6 meals, small, tends to be the rule of thumb if you're really looking to lose weight and get everything kind of balanced. So that's what you want to focus on when you're looking at something like this. That's what I would encourage you to do. So your eating habits, number one. They've got to be an anti-inflammatory-based food diet, too. So you want to make sure the foods are low on the inflammation scale. They don't create a lot of inflammation in the body, because most times when people start getting on a diet, unless they start eating really, really good foods, whole foods, they do great. And all of a sudden what happens is they lose a lot of fluid in the beginning. And they call that water weight. Oh, I just lost a bunch of water weight. Well, yeah, you did, kind of. And it's about getting rid of the water weight, but also it's about making sure that you really get on a good routine to where it resets the hormones. So your eating habits are number one. Now, the other thing with weight loss you've got to stay consistent with is exercise. A lot of people don't want to stay consistent with it. I'll tell you a little trick of the trade, and it's called morning cardio in the bodybuilding world. But here's what happens. You fast for about 7-8 hours while you sleep. You burn through a lot of your glucose, because that's what gets burned up while you're sleeping. The brain functions off of glucose, okay, which is sugar. Now, once that's burned up in the morning, it's why when you wake up normally you're pretty hungry. But what happens is you're usually, the hunger is usually dehydration. So if you get up and drink about 12 ounces of purified water, or I like to do just unsweetened green tea because it's got so many different factors in the green tea that helps speed the metabolism. So about 12 ounces of the green tea unsweetened, and you drink that and then wait about 10 minutes and go out and walk for about 20 minutes at a fast pace, like you're late for a flight in the airport. If you do that on a regular basis, what happens is it will begin to help burn extra calories, and it'll tap right into the fat stores. So you start doing that on a regular basis, you'll start noticing the fat melt off your body. Pretty amazing, actually. And then you come back in and have your breakfast. I like doing a meal replacement shake that's organic, maybe a small cup of berries that go in there, get the day started off right, and doesn't give you too much sugar, so it helps to balance everything out. So that's a great tip to go on the weight loss bit. Make sure you get blood work done about every 6 months or so to make sure that the hormone levels are where they need to be and the metabolic components of the blood work are where they need to be as well. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file, to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit. Bug out bag. And emergency kit. Get rescued. Or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Quote for the day. It says, miracles, you do not have to look for them. They're just there. 24-7, beaming like radio waves all around. You put up the antenna, turn up the volume, snap, crackle. This just in, every person you talk to is a chance to change the world. That came from Hugh Elliott. So the Nintendo Wii, right? You're familiar with that? The little Wii game, the video game. Nintendo Wii may help balance, they're saying, in Parkinson's. Now, that's really cool. So an exercise program that included one of the Nintendo Wii virtual reality video games appears to have improved balance in many people, so reducing the risk of falls among patients with Parkinson's. Researchers have reported, so the ability of the Wii balance board to stimulate the central nervous system makes it a potentially useful in the rehabilitation of balance issues in patients with Parkinson's disease. Pepe said in her late-breaking news coming out with this, in the annual of International Congress on Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorders, said our results allow us to confirm that the Wii is an excellent tool that can compete with other devices in the rehabilitation of Parkinson's disease. The researchers also showed that the patients who exercise 60 minutes a day, 20 minutes playing three different Wii games, 20 minutes on the treadmill, and or 20 minutes on the cycle, appeared to improve balance and gait as measured in both the Tinetti and Unified Parkinson's Disease Rating Scale. It's kind of a rating system. So the bottom line is researchers noted that in their research, it was limited by a lack of control group study. However, they did find that patients who only were treated with a standard medication of levodopa versus ones that used the Wii and the levodopa were significantly greater. So Jennifer Trulk, who's a PhD and clinical assistant professor at the Biomedical Sciences at the University of South Carolina School of Medicine in Greenville, said the study's interesting and could potentially add to a growing body of evidence for non-pharmacologic therapies related to management of Parkinson's disease. She told and said the use of the Wii equipment, especially the narrow configuration of the balance board and the subsequent constraints of foot and leg movements, for therapy might limit its general use among Parkinson's disease patients. Very cool. Actually, very cool when you look at something like that. The fact that we can use technology like video games and these balance boards to actually create change in someone like a Parkinson's patient. So it's pretty exciting that someone dealing with that kind of health challenge can, you know, get the help that they need based off of video game technology and possibly have a little fun as well. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Go to the website. Check us out, healthcoachradio.com. Going to Betty now. Hi, Betty.
Hi. My name is Martha. I have a thyroid goiter.
Oh, I'm sorry, Martha.
My thyroid blood test came out normal this time, although in the past I did have low thyroid function. I also have severe dry eye, and I wondered if that could be related. And I also have fibroid tumors, bleeding fibroid tumors, and I just wondered if somehow there was a connection and I could improve everything with diet, particularly my eyes. I had a very bad bout with shingles over the last few months. I'm over them now, and even though I didn't have shingles in my eyes, it so dried out my eyes that I'm left really in bad shape with my eyes. And I was told I have very severe dry eye by Johns Hopkins, who is really struggling to find out what to do for me. But I know diet plays a lot, because if I have anything with sugar in it, even though I'm not diabetic, my eyes dry out even more and I can't see at all. Some days I'm almost blind. I'm just a dot of sugar. And I was wondering if you could give me some recommendations, especially in diet. I do notice that I can't have any sugar, and I haven't been having sugars. I do notice I can't have acid type things, like coffee and tea bothers me. So I've been staying away from that. And anyhow, it's really horrible to find that you can't have much sugar, not even a piece of fruit sometimes, like, especially if it's a very sweet something like a date or a fig. That's enough to blow out my eyes for an entire day where I'm almost literally blind. And then the next day it improves a little bit, or quite a bit, maybe in 2 days. But I don't know. Diet definitely is triggering a lot of what I have going on. And yet That's the one area the doctors do ignore so far. And they just sort of look at me like they're not sure what to do. Like, it must be allergies, it must be. And it probably is. It's probably allergy-related. I had been dealing with my moldy health for several years. I'm not done with it yet.
Hmm. You know, the thing is with the dry eyes, Martha, I mean, one of the main issues, and the sugar creates the inflammation in the body. So it's not just the sugar. It's the higher sugar content creates inflammation. And that's what can feed things like yeast, fungal issues in the gut. And that's not really more of a traditional medical mindset, more alternative. However, bottom line is it creates a lot of inflammation. And the inflammation a lot of times is what can flare up and affect the eyes. So you might want to look into, you know, not only, I mean, obviously staying off of sugars as best you can and eating more foods that really, I guess, lower the inflammation. Like in my book, I've got the anti-inflammatory diet. Great way to go. But your omega-3 fatty acids in this place are going to have a big, big key. We don't get enough of the fatty acids, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, fish oils, nuts, and seeds. Those kind of healthy fats are tremendous as supporting issues like dry eyes, so you might want to look into that. Also focus on keeping the diet where it needs to be. Now, the B vitamins can play a role, too. You get those in fruits and vegetables, mainly in the vegetables, though, in the dark leafy greens. They play a big, big role. So a couple of things to think about. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together, change the friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.